Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Thursday, June 20th, is the Feast of Saint Silvarius, Pope and Martyr. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis participates in a dialogue with students from Asia and the Pacific. A delegation of leaders of the Lutheran World Federation visits the Vatican. And Danielle Vela from Jesuit Refugee Services highlights the plight of migrants on World Refugee Day. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, Pope Francis has just participated via live stream in a dialogue with university students from Asia on Thursday afternoon. The Building Bridges Across Asia Pacific event was organized by Loyola University Chicago and the Pontifical Commission for Latin America. Inspired by Pope Francis' call to synodality, Loyola launched the Building Bridges Initiative, a student-centered and university-organized series of events. The first encounter, entitled Building Bridges North-South, took place in February 2022. The second, Building Bridges Across Africa, was held in November that same year and involved students from across sub-Saharan Africa. This year's event followed a similar model, but with the participation of Pope Francis himself. During the encounter, the Pope responded in Spanish to students' questions as he encouraged them to find their identity, oppose discrimination, and show love and closeness to others. Deborah Castellano-Lubov tells us more.
Always hold true to your convictions, and even if being a Christian may cause you to be mocked, hold true to who you are. Were the messages at the heart of Pope Francis's words to students from Asia on Thursday afternoon when he participated via live stream in a dialogue with university students. The Building Bridges Across Asia Pacific event was organized by Loyola University Chicago and the Pontifical Commission for Latin America. Loyola University Chicago was inspired by the Pope's call to synodality when it launched the Building Bridges Initiative, a student-centered and university-organized series of events. Among those participating in today's synodal encounter were students from Australia, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, and several other countries. Groups were introduced to the Holy Father, where they offered reflections to which the Holy Father offered his advice, concerns, and suggestions. One had mentioned the importance of bearing testimony. The Pope said maintaining a sense of belonging and identity helps ward us away from being vulnerable and that we must support each other in not being vulnerable. The Pope discussed mental health, discrimination, and the importance of holding true to one's faith even when society may look down on you. In his remarks, the Pope decried all stigmas that belittle one's human dignity. He lamented that women at times are considered second-class citizens, which he stressed is not true, and decried alarming deaths of women in intimate partner violence. The ability to love helps us grow, which he said helps overcome our fears. Always speaking out against discrimination, the Pope noted that it's important that healthcare is prepared to treat and help all people without exclusion. The Holy Father encouraged the young people in their faith, saying that while it can be tempting to have a diluted, lukewarm Christianity, we must be solid in our faith, living this sort of martyrdom that followed all the Christians throughout history who have been persecuted. He encouraged them and blessed them as he told them to move forward in their efforts. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Pope Francis on Thursday also addressed participants at the second conference of the Vatican Specula, which focused on the theme of black holes, gravitational waves, and space-time singularities. As Francesca Merlo reports, the Holy Father urged scientists to harmonize faith and science in their pursuit of truth, emphasizing that both stem from God's absolute truth and both should serve humanity.
Pope Francis warmly welcomed all the scientists present by paying homage to Archbishop Georges Lemaître, to whom the scientist conference was dedicated. He noted that the scientific value of the Belgian priest and cosmologist had been recognized by the International Astronomical Union, which he noted has decided that the well-known Hubble law should more appropriately be called the Hubble-Lemaître law.
Legge di Hubble-Lemaître.
As the scientists gathered to debate the latest questions posed by scientific research in cosmology, Pope Francis assured them that the Church is attentive to such research and promotes it because it shakes the sensitivity and intelligence of the men and women of our time. He went on to highlight that the beginning of the universe, its ultimate evolution, and the profound structure of space and time confront human beings with a frantic search for meaning in a vast scenario where they risk losing themselves.
E quindi chiaro come questi
he noted temi. That through Psalms, amongst other things, it becomes clear that these themes have a particular relevance for theology, philosophy, science, and also for spiritual life.
E anche per la vita spirituale.
Georges Lemaître, Pope Francis continued, was an exemplary priest and scientist whose human life and spiritual journey represents a model of life from which we can all learn, as he understood that science and faith follow two different and parallel paths between which there is no conflict. In fact, Pope Francis continued, these paths can harmonize with each other because both science and faith, for a believer, have the same matrix in the absolute truth of God.
La scienza sia la fede. Per un credente hanno la stessa matrice della verità assoluta di Dio.
Bringing his address to a close, Pope Francis invited the scientists present to continue to confront each other in a loyal and humble spirit on the issues they are discussing. May the freedom and lack of conditioning which you are experiencing in this conference help you to progress in your fields towards the truth, which is surely an emanation of the charity of God.
Della carità di Dio.
I'm Francesca Merlo.
Also on Thursday, Pope Francis welcomed a delegation of leaders from the Lutheran World Federation to the Vatican, describing their visit as an important gesture of ecumenical fraternity. The delegation was in Rome for a two-day visit, which included an audience with Pope Francis, as we mentioned. The group also held talks with Cardinal Kurt Koch and officials of the Dicastery for Promoting Christian Unity, ahead of the launch of a new phase of dialogue between the LWF and the Catholic Church. Addressing the delegation on Thursday, Pope Francis highlighted joint commemorations of the anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, along with the 25th anniversary of the Joint Declaration on Justification, as beautiful signs of hope in the history of reconciliation between Catholics and Lutherans. The Pope called on both Lutherans and Catholics to walk together, pray together, and perform works of charity together as pilgrims of hope in an ongoing dialogue of truth and charity. Among those in attendance at the audience this morning was the Reverend Dr. Anna Burkhardt, the Lutheran World Federation's General Secretary, and a pastor in the Estonian Evangelical Lutheran Church. After the meeting with the Holy Father, the Reverend Burkhardt stopped by the offices of Vatican Radio and, in an interview with Joseph Tulloch, discussed the state of Catholic-Lutheran relations today.
When it comes to specifically to the Roman Catholic Church, this is actually our oldest dialogue, which started right after Vatican II in 67. And we are very much looking forward to moving into the next dialogue phase, hopefully next year, which will concentrate on ecclesiology and understanding of ministry. But there is also a lot we can already now celebrate together. For instance, the 25th anniversary this year of the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification, which brought Lutherans and Catholics together in 1999 already. And this has been a very important declaration, I think, for both churches, because it basically solves one of the crucial issues that caused separation in the 16th century.
One of the things you hear sometimes is this rediscovery of the Catholic Luther. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts about that.
Well, thank you for this question. Perhaps it is important to start with saying that it was never Luther's aim to create another church in that sense. His aim was to reform the church and to put the gospel and the message of God's grace at the center. So to me, it seems that the message of the centrality of Jesus Christ, of the centrality of grace, when we talk about salvation, is something that actually has reached a wide audience in the sense of being clearly cross-confessional these days. I do believe that that his contribution and the contribution of Lutheran Church in general to the Christianity on a whole has been precisely, you know, putting Jesus Christ at the center and putting the relevance of God's grace and mercy at the center of our faith.
That's very interesting. Thank you. I don't know if you'd like to add anything before we end the interview.
I would just like to add my great joy over the fact that we have so good relations between different churches today. And sometimes when we hear also in our churches that ecumenism is not moving fast enough, I always remind there is a need to look back and see where we were, for instance, in the beginning of the 20th century. So it is very good to see that Christians are really coming closer together and are working together, and joint voices I think very much needed in the world today.
And finally, today, June 20th, is observed around the world as the World Day of Refugees. Ahead of the commemoration, Pope Francis made an appeal at yesterday, Wednesday's general audience, asking the world to never forget the plight of refugees who flee their homelands in search of a better life. One of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, routes for migrants is the passage across the Mediterranean, with migrants placing themselves in the hands of human smugglers who board them on rickety, unsafe boats in hopes of reaching the shores of southern Europe. The Jesuit Refugee Service has been a huge supporter of Pope Francis' fight for the rights of migrants around the world. Danielle Vela is Director of Reconciliation for JRS. She spoke with Vatican Radio about the horrific journey migrants are forced to take to get from northern Africa across the Mediterranean.
People are still drowning or being left to drown at times, which is even more shocking. They're still drowning by their thousands in the Mediterranean Sea. In 2023, we have the figure of 3,105 people who are known to have lost their lives or gone missing at sea along the three Mediterranean routes while attempting to cross to reach European shores. Now, I say that precise figure, 3,105, because each and every life matters. But rest assured that those figures are only the tip of the iceberg. And again, the numbers are increasing. And I believe we need to do more to hold our governments accountable for their part in this, for criminalizing NGO rescue boats, for not allowing them to disembark people they rescued at sea, for stopping maritime patrols that used to save thousands of lives, and for declining or fatally delaying the rescue boats, and for pushing refugees back. I don't want to downplay the naval operations of the EU that have rescued so many people over the years. That's one side of the reality, but the other side is also this. And I want to say just one thing about pushing migrants back, because it's not only about migrants drowning in the sea. It's also about being pushed back to places where they face cruelty, forced labor, trafficking, torture, etc. And I cannot not mention the agreements that are there and the training of the Libyan Coast Guard, which facilitates the pushbacks of refugees to Libya, where they face horrendous treatment in detention centers.
That was Danielle Vela, Director of Reconciliation for the Jesuit Refugee Services. And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Many thanks this afternoon go to our sound engineers in studio as well as to our producers. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.